USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he will always fight to help the American manufacturing sector. While visiting a Whirlpool facility in Ohio yesterday, he told the company's workers that politicians have let foreign nations steal such jobs and loot American factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
The president added Whirlpool's nine factories across the U.S. are now thriving like never before because of his actions. The Trump administration and Democratic leaders are still far apart when it comes to passing economic relief amid the coronavirus pandemic. The two sides talked for hours yesterday about their latest proposals, but they reported very little progress. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The State Department is no longer telling Americans to avoid all international travel due to COVID-19, but most other countries still have barriers up for American tourists to visit, as now the U.S. is the global hotspot for the virus. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 160,000 people here in America have died from the virus. That's out of nearly 4.9 million recorded cases. The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is kicking off today despite the pandemic in rural South Dakota. It's expected to bring as many as 250,000 visitors to the area, and this year it's set against the backdrop of the massive coronavirus pandemic, and it's stoking fears the rally could lead to a massive uptick in infections in a state with no mask requirements. A police spokesman in Sturgis says they're trying to prepare.
We prepare the best that we can with what we have. There's always the unknown with the Sturgis rally.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info. The president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says a vote for Kanye West for president is really a vote for Donald Trump. Crowley said yesterday, along with Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson and the Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson, that West's decision to run for the White House is really a Republican Party ploy. West filed to get on the November ballot there earlier this week, but it remains to be seen if he'll make it. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019, and it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.